Oh, hi, hello. Welcome back to the show. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome to a nighttime episode. Because sometimes I get asked questions all times a day on LinkedIn, and they're quick and easy answers. And tonight was one of those like, you know what? I'm just going to run and go record this really quick. So welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome to my apartment at night. Look at my kids' cute artwork in the background because I forgot to shut the door. Anyway, that's not what this episode's about. This episode is for all of you who are sick and tired of being asked the same questions over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, how do I get my pay stub? Where's my 401k? And which benefits did I sign up for? And you're like, oh my God, people. I trained you on this. Here's what's happening though. I see both sides. You are trying to turn your company into a great place to work, and you have big projects, and you've got a CEO who's like giving you stuff and changing the strategy and the direction all the time, and you're like, wait a minute. You're sending out surveys, you're doing career mapping, you're trying to get job descriptions for everybody, you're recruiting, you're hiring, you're firing, you're figuring out benefits for next year, you're planning the company on site, you're looking up tax codes, you're trying to make sure that everybody has a performance review before the end of the month. It's like insanity. Your employees know, most of them, they know that they're bugging you. But it's actually the highest form of flattery. That means they feel really comfortable with you to be like, I don't know who to ask this question to, so I'm going to ask the safest person, which is you, because you either recruited, hired, onboarded, or all of those things for them, and you are a familiar face, or your title has people in it, so they're like, okay, I have a question, I'm a person at this company, I'm going to go to the person with people in their title. They have good intentions. People like to be able to find answers to their own stuff. Nobody wants to interact with someone knowing they're interrupting their flow. People know. They don't mean to bug you. They just don't know. Either their manager's not a safe space to ask a question, or their team doesn't know. And all of that's a problem in another unrelated episode. But you should be flattered that you're kind of like the security blanket. Like they're sucking their thumb. Like, ah, I don't know what to do. So I'm going to go to you. So good on you for being a safe space for your people. But I'm going to give you some quick tips to help save your sanity and end the madness, because you can't possibly be working on making sweeping changes to your organization while also like answering the same questions over and over again. This is crazy. So first of all, what patterns do you recognize? You probably know right now, what are the six questions that you guys get asked over and over and over again? Okay. A, are they covered in onboarding? If they're not, add it to your onboarding. B, are they covered well during your onboarding? I mean, is it just a bullet point in a deck that the employee is never given a copy of? Because that's not enough. You can't tell someone something once and then fault them when they're like, that thing that I wasn't really ready to hear because it wasn't in context. Yeah, I didn't need my pay stub then. So I was just kind of nodding along like, yeah, cool. Pay stubs. Yes, we get paid. But now I actually need it. So now what was the answer to that question? So make sure you're like really spending time on one of those six, whatever your six questions, whatever your commonly asked questions are. Are they in your onboarding? And are they really visited long enough and in a storytelling kind of way? Sometimes you need to tell your employees, hey, you might buy a house. You might need to buy a car. You might need to verify where you work, in which you will need to find your pay stub. There are lots of reasons you will need your pay stub. Your taxes might need your pay stub. At some point, you will need your pay stub. Tell them that. Don't just be like, if you need your pay stub, do this. Especially your newer employees don't really know that they'll need their pay stub. But regardless, it's got to be in onboarding. When onboarding is close to being done, you could send a quiz for these top six questions. That's like not as simple as, do you know how to get your pay stub? Because they'll be like, uh-huh, I just want to be done with this quiz. I just blah, 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 just want to start my job. We've all been there. Haven't you ever had a DocuSign that's like, dot, dot, whatever. I have no idea what this says. You remember the iTunes agreements. You're like, uh-huh, sure. 100 pages long. I just bought a house and I was like, dot, 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 dot. I have a meeting in 10 minutes. What do you need? Oh, you need this by 2 o'clock? Okay, sure. Take all my money. I don't know. And then my realtor, I'm like, please tell me you double checked this because I didn't. That's what your employees will do if you just say like, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do this? They'll be like, sure. Are we done? You need to ask instead, how do you find your pay stub? And give them a multiple choice and put the answer in there somewhere, the true answer. Maybe it's Gusto. Put in a couple other payroll systems that you're not using and then put in something goofy like, I will ask the HR person, or I will ask, you know, insert your name. to be silly and insinuate like, this is not what you do. And they have to get it right for them to pass the quiz. When you tell them this quiz is coming, make sure to tell them so that they don't get scared. Like, listen, this quiz isn't like, if you miss a question, you can't work here anymore. No, this quiz is for me to gauge what part of onboarding is too fast, too slow, and just make sure you really caught, you know, the amount of information we wanted to convey to you and make sure that onboarding is taking the proper amount of time. Don't shame them. Lay the groundwork that's like, this quiz is not a scary thing. This quiz is for me to make sure that I can see our onboarding experience as effective and for you to pause on the things that I know you will need to do at some point, and I want to make sure you understand them. That's your first stop gate. New hires now and beyond, they're going to know how to get their pay stub. They're going to know that you have no idea what their benefits are, although you could look them up probably, but they need to contact their carrier, and that their 401k is through this company. And you have no idea how much they're contributing to their 401k unless you manually go look. But don't do that for them. You got to teach them how to fish. So that leads me to my next part. When your more tenured employees are coming to you and they're like, where's my pay stub? How much am I contributing to my 401k and how do I change it? You need some kind of intranet. I'm not saying internet. That's what we do the Googles on. You need an intranet. That is the concept of having like a wiki, some kind of internal tool and place to go. Lots of tools are available for you to do this. You should have a commonly asked questions for what it's like to work at your company page. Commonly asked questions by all employees. And then you have things such as how to get my pay stub. And you hyperlink pay stub to link out to the tool that you use. And in parentheses, you put watch a video. So if they click on it, they can like expand. You can write instructions and say, if you need your pay stub, that's great. You can get it by, and then you kind of type out the instructions. You're going to log into this tool. I hyperlinked it above. We use Gusto. You're going to go to this page, click account, click my pay stubs, whatever it is. Because some of your people are reading learners. Some of your people are video learners. Me personally, I don't read. I skim. And I think I grasped the message, but I usually never did. And when I'm in a help center trying to look for an answer to how to use a tool or something I'm trying to do for something at work, I'm like, where is the video? When I get a long help article and it's like single spaced, I'm like, huh? What does this say? And I'm skimming. And then anyway, I had a boss once who said, no, I need that. When I see a video, I'm like, ugh, where's the transcript? I need to read it. And I remember when that moment happened, I thought, this is such an interesting look at psychology, at the way humans work and how different we all are. And that's what is the heart and soul of every company is the people. And this just goes to show what serves one person won't serve another. So for your commonly asked questions page of your wiki, you would be wise to write out what to do, link to the tool itself, wherever they need to log into, if that's applicable, and then record a video. And I know some of you are like, I do not want to be on video. That's okay. Your face doesn't have to be on the video, but it is harmless for you to do a screen capture, okay? Yes, guess what? People are gonna have to hear your voice. But part of your job is to make sure that people have access to all the things that they need to be successful. Sometimes the lesser evil is you feeling a little insecure about how you sound over an audio screen capture recording. Because guess what? I podcast for a living. And the early days of the podcast, I used to take days over agonizing over what the episode was going to sound like and just starting over and like, that wasn't good enough. And now I've learned that moving forward imperfectly means that there's a lot more helpful content and nobody's thinking, you all don't think about what my voice sounds like probably too terribly much. Don't agonize over what your employees think your voice sounds like. Because if you think I don't hear myself on a voicemail sometimes, I'm like, oh my God, is that what I sound like? And people are like, yeah, but you sound fine. I podcast for a living now. This is what I do. I got over it. No one's thinking about what I sound like. I just do the thing. Sometimes you just have to do the thing. So get comfortable doing a quick screen capture on your computer with your voice. Your computer will go 3, 2, 1. And then you're going to say, hey, if you need to get your pay stub, great. This is how you do it. We use a tool called Gusto. When you first log in, you click here. You're going to feel a little weird about it, but guess what? You're going to save yourself so much time. In future, you will be looking back like, thank you for recording that video. because your people will have a place to look now. Once you build out your intranet frequently asked questions page, when someone asks you, hey, how do I get my pay stub? Sorry, I know you're probably not the right person to ask. You could say, you don't make them feel bad for asking because you are their safe space. And if you are frustrated, yes, that they interrupted you and you already taught this to them in onboarding and they didn't listen and it's like, ah, be like Abraham Lincoln and write, he used to write nasty letters to his generals and then never send them. They were found in his desk later. He never sent them. You can in your head be like, ah, or you could type something out and be like, nope, that felt good to type out, but I'm going to delete it. You instead say, I'm so glad you asked me this because we have this great page on our wiki that outlines all of this because there's really no way you could remember absolutely everything from onboarding and we know that. So to make this easier for you, you can go into the wiki and search things like pay stub or 401k or benefits. And I have already revisited and outlined all of these things for you so that you can always access it. And they're going to be like, amazing. And that way you're not like, we have a wiki, please refer to that. And they're like, I knew I was interrupting you and I was right. You don't want to make employees feel bad for coming to you because that loses trust. And when you need to send surveys, when you need to ask employees to do something, they're going to be like, she or he made me feel bad once. I do not like that person. So even when you're frustrated, pause, take a breath. You are planting the seeds of tomorrow's frustration-free employees who know how to serve and meet their own needs by fishing for their own answers. That was a farming metaphor and a fishing metaphor mixed in one, but you see what I'm saying. You put in the time and effort now to patiently retrain everybody so that they know, oh yeah, we have a wiki and it's searchable. And sometimes you might need to phrase things in the ways that people might be looking for things, like in the description of how to find my pay stub, you can write underneath it. Maybe you're buying a house or a car, or you need to verify employment. You can, it's kind of like SEO, search engine optimization, if you know what that is. You like think of all the ways people could ask so that it's in there. So that someone's not like, I'm looking to buy a house. How do I find employment verification? And you're like, what you mean is your pay stub. And, you know, just think of this perfect example. Yes, you could continue to answer everyone's questions in a one-off way for the rest of your career. You'll go a little crazy. You'll get a lot of gray hair and you'll always wonder why you can't ever find the focus time to make meaningful changes to your culture and figure out what's driving disengagement. Because all you're really doing is playing question whack-a-mole because either your onboarding wasn't tight enough or you don't have a place for your people to go look for stuff. Think about a child learning to tie their shoes. If a child comes up to their parent and says, will you tie my shoes for me? In this example, the parent would say, I taught you how to tie your shoes last summer. You're really good at it. You can tie your shoes. I'll watch you do it. That's how you get the child to get some sense of independence, some sense of confidence that, oh yeah, I know how to do this and I can do it for myself. And you want me to do it for myself and you believe in me. Otherwise, you'd be tying your kid's shoes until they're 27. You wouldn't be tying your kid's shoes until they're 27 because that would be ridiculous. I mean, that's one parenting style, but that's not one that I subscribe to. So it's the same thing. You need to retrain your employees on how to be self-sufficient and that you can do it. And you have all the answers with a few clicks of your keyboard. That's why we built this intranet for you, because I want you to be able to find answers to your own questions without having to figure out who to ask, because that's not a good experience for you. There's always a way to lay the breadcrumbs that you're a people first company and get people to see that there's a better way for them to be behaving because maybe they don't know any better, and also for you to set a boundary. You cannot answer everybody's questions all day. I know it feels good to be a helper, but if it gets too big and too many employees learn to do that for you, that avalanche and constant interruption of employee chaos will get you in the end. It's just not worth it. I know you love to help. But also, if you're listening to this episode, you've probably gotten to the point of annoyance and been like, oh my gosh, why can't anyone find the answers? Why am I having to repeat myself? A lot of you say this to me. I have to repeat myself so much. But you know what? In this episode, you're kind of the problem. And I say that with love, okay? You're busy. Sometimes it takes someone like me just to be like, hey, actually, if your people don't know where to find this stuff, if your people don't know how to do it, it's because they didn't get it when you trained them, or it didn't stick, or it's not searchable, or it's not findable. Nobody catches everything the first time. So have grace for your employees. They know that they're interrupting you, most of them. They don't want to do it. They're feeling just as gross. Don't make them feel bad for asking. Redirect them and say, oop, remember this wiki? Or, hey, we launched this wiki. Use that. We built it for you. Just to expand on the wiki intranet idea too, every department should have their own page. So the product team, the marketing team, the sales team, the engineering team, IT, and it should be, here's who's on this department. Here's the kinds of things we work on and why we exist. Here's how to get a hold of us and ways that you might work with us or things that you might need from us. Because listen, marketing doesn't love being asked, can I have a case study for this industry and this size customer? Yeah. Also, it's on the website. Also, you can search in the wiki. We all can't be available for each other on demand. It's so interruptive to the flow of getting work done. Sometimes I think Slack and Microsoft Teams are like to our detriment. And luckily, I have a boss that lets me go on mute sometimes for hours where I'm just like, I can't answer every like notifications for like a minute. I need a break. And he's like, totally go. Every department should have a page. And then another really great thing for you to include in your intranet or in your wiki, I'm using those synonymously, is an acronym page. And that's something your employees can all work on together. Think about how great it would be for onboarding if you could say, hey, when a term is brought up and you don't know what it is, or you know, we're saying something and you're like not catching what we're doing or what it means, you can quickly refer to this page. Or of course you can ask, but this page will build itself out. You put it in alphabetical order. You say things like ARR, annual recurring revenue, MRR, monthly recurring revenue, whatever industry acronym jargon you have. For example, I worked at a healthcare tech company and my first 2 weeks, I was only 26, everyone kept saying, are you excited for HIMSS? How's HIMSS going? Have you started planning HIMSS? And I was like this little doughy-eyed, like first time marketing manager position at that level. And I was like, what are we talking about? Me now, I would have been like, what? The first time someone said it, I would have been like, what does that mean? But some of your employees may be less experienced and they might be a little intimidated when they don't know something that they haven't been taught, but they don't think like, well, I should just ask. Come to find out, HIMSS was a trade show. It was an event, a marketing event, and everyone was asking me, the marketing lady, are you planning this event? How's it going planning this event? Are you excited for this event? And I was like, not catching it. In fact, I truly thought everyone was like asking me like a weird version, grammatically incorrect version of his. I'm like, which man are we talking about? HIMSS? Like, who is HIMSS and why is HIMSS referring to himself in this weird third person grammatically incorrect way? What is HIMSS? Who is HIMSS? And what does HIMSS need? HIMSS stood for Healthcare Information Management System Society. Okay? And even when I Googled that, I was still like, huh? And I had to figure out on my own, it was a trade show. But for 2 weeks, I was like, I don't know what everybody's saying and I'm too scared to ask. So create a wiki page that's even like, these are the common terms we use. You shouldn't give everyone edit access to your intranet. There should be some kind of sheriff, otherwise people could accidentally add or delete pages altogether and it can become kind of messy. But usually the IT person or some kind of like CTO or someone should be the admin and the owner to give people editing privileges. It really should be a resource people refer to. It should be saved for like the manager of a team and maybe the lead of a team to go in and make edits. And you should hold people accountable to make sure they've edited the wiki quarterly to make sure everything's up to date. But every department should have a wiki. You should have frequently asked questions with videos and written descriptions. Alphabetize it. It's searchable so people can search paste up, da 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 da, and make an acronym library. Those are the basics. And from there, you'll see what other pages you need to build out. Every company's different. And just at the end of the day, remember to have fun. Remember why you're in this role. A large majority of you love to be the helper, love to be the doer, and love to make big things happen. But you can't do that if you keep getting pinged all the time. It's like Chinese torture. It's like a slow drip. One question is harmless. Two questions are harmless. 14 questions are getting kind of ridiculous. When everyone's asking you the same questions all the time, repeatedly, and your organization's growing and new hires are coming on board, the problem just multiplies. And it starts to feel like, oh my God, is this ever going to end? But like I said, I say this with love, the problem is you, but it's so easily fixable. And hopefully I've reframed this in a way that you're like, oh, the problem is me and the way I'm conveying the information, making it available and readily searchable for people when they're ready to actually hear the message. Because guess what? During onboarding, people aren't like, yes, tell me how I get my pay stub. I am paying total attention. No, they're like, am I done yet? Can I start? So you're not crazy. Your employees just want to find the answer and they know they're bugging you. They mean well. And be very empathetic in your answer as you retrain people. Try to save your frustration for other parts of life. This is not the time to be, you know, don't ask me, or like, we have a wiki for that. Take the time to build trust and say, thanks so much for asking, because we have this tool that we put together to make sure that everybody has access to the basics, because nobody likes searching around in the dark for answers. And I want you to remember that we made this so that it's super easy to work at our company, because you can find answers to your own questions. And that was important for us to build this out, because it's important for us to give a great employee experience. You can only drive engagement when you can get into the right headspace to do it. And this is a really great way to save yourself a lot of time and heartache. Harp on your intranet in your onboarding. When at the end, be like, you're not going to remember a lot of this. We have an intranet. We have a wiki, whatever you decide to call it. Okay? You're going to give yourself a lot of time back if you do this right. Get over what your voice sounds like to do a screen capture. And if you mess up in the video, don't start over. Be like, well, okay, don't click that. Click this. Your people aren't expecting a super polished video, but make videos where it makes sense to have that for your visual learners like me who aren't going to read and still be like, I'm going to ask the HR person, where is my pay stub? So you're not crazy. Driving engagement is hard. It can't possibly be on only you to fix the army of apathetic, quiet quitting zombies and the voluntary turnover of your great people who choose to leave. So the employee experience is really tricky per each employee, and the journeys are messy and they have different needs and experiences. You can't possibly be there for every little mini interaction that happens and unfolds on Teams. So a tool like Pingboard makes sure everyone has access to an always up-to-date org chart, a mobile directory. So if you've got people traveling, they can figure out who's who and who does what per location. You can call people. There are employee profiles for you to learn more about the person inside and outside of work. There's peer recognition. There is a one-on-ones feature to make sure employees and managers are having constructive, good conversations about what's it going to take to grow at this company? What do you need? What's going well? What's not? How can I help? Those are really important, critical conversations. And you have no way of knowing if those are happening unless you have a system and a tool in place to help make sure people get nudged to have them. There's integrations with Slack and Teams to say, hey, we've got a survey coming, and you, the HR and people ops person, don't have to remember to send and close every little survey. You can schedule them ahead. Survey your new hires for when you know onboarding is going to end and say, how was onboarding? What went too fast? What went too slow? How can we do better? Send your engagement surveys. You don't know what questions to ask? No problem. We have a whole question library. We've researched it, okay? You need a tool to help you do less of the tactical, oh my gosh, This new hire has this onboarding checklist, and this person is on a, you know, whatever, they're moving locations, and this person left the company, but this person's switching teams. Stop the madness. You don't have to keep your org chart updated and make sure that people see and understand the flow of what's going on and who's where and why and how and when. This is a tool that makes it really enjoyable to be an employee. I used Pingboard at another company, and now I work for Pingboard. As an employee, I had an incredible experience at that company. That company went through a messy merger, and then everything changed. I would probably still be at that company, and that company was using Pingboard. I had my very basic needs met at that company. Work smarter, not harder this year. Have something in place that's helping make sure that the little moments that matter add up to a better employee experience, which is ultimately what drives engagement, okay? I just rattled off a few features of Pingboard. There is more. Go to pingboard.com to learn more. Join my newsletter. Go to pingboard.com/podcast. Give me your email and you can get my monthly digest. My last email had a picture of me in an astronaut costume and some snippets of other content that I've been creating and ideas I wanted to share. So no, you're not crazy. Driving engagement's hard and getting your CEO to stop working on weird things and shifting your focus is also hard, okay? There's more content coming on that soon too. You are in more control than you think of your destiny, of your workload, and of your sanity, okay? Keep listening to the show, keep putting your people first, and really just remember to have fun. Thanks for listening. I'm so glad you're here. And if you're still listening, just give me a shout on LinkedIn and tell me what you think about this episode and the other content. And I want you to know I really enjoy doing this for you and I'm having a blast. So thanks for coming with me and I'll see you next time.